Plants for sale in Salto, El Nuevo Vivero. The exterior of this old home turned into a business, looking older than dirt, catches my interest. As in Montevideo, there are antiquated homes in Salto, too. These were built in the last century, or before, and feature ornamental stonework, balconies, tall shutters, statues, touches of Greek and Roman architecture. Some have been renovated, replastered, replumbed, and re-inhabited. This old casa on a street off the main thoroughfare is one that needs more care than it will ever get. While it waits for someone with a dream to fall in love with it, it's a garden shop on Nuevo Vivero. Inside, plants and trees for sale are placed in empty rooms, and since there is no roof on much of the building, rain waters them right where they stand. The sign in front says business is open on Saturdays and Mondays. This morning, the front door is open and someone rustles inside. It is Wednesday. A young man comes to the front door to see what I want and invites me to come inside to look at his business, even though he is closed. Guillermo's having a mate first thing this morning and shows me some of his plants. He's wearing a Brazil soccer shirt, and we laugh about that. People take soccer serious on this continent. How can you be a good Uruguay citizen and not wear an Uruguayan soccer shirt? In the U.S., this place would be closed for code violations. Here there is no harm, thus no foul. When I leave the nursery, the closed sign in the front door still hasn't been replaced. A business, it seems to me, that won't open its doors for a customer, even when the closed sign is in their window, isn't much of a business. Guillermo, owner and caretaker of El Nuevo Vivero, has his finger on the pulses of both plants and business.